digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
People of America, you wake up today to a different world. One of your own nuclear weapons has been used against you.
Wake up today to a different world.
Do we take that literally? It'll set off the warhead before dawn?
A CTU analyst named Chloe O'Brien secured a hard drive belonging to one of Marwan's associates. This hard drive may contain information that could lead us to the warhead.
I will give you full authority to act as my proxy whenever you think it's necessary.
Mr. Ku, there's a man in your council by the name of Lee Yong. We need to take Mr. Lee into custody immediately to question him.
But Mr. Lee is a Chinese citizen. I can't just hand him over to you without going through channels.
Jack, is there any doubt in your mind that Lee is working with Marwan?
No, sir. The emails he sent left no room for doubt.
Then we have to get Lee out now and find out what he knows.
Yes, sir.
No one connected with the government can admit to knowing anything about this. Ever.
I got him. Hostiles in pursuit. Bring up the van.
Let's go.
Mr. President, the consul is dead. He was shot when armed men broke into this building and took Mr. Lee with them by force.
Mr. Lee, tell me where Habib Marwan is. Damn it, we're losing him.
But what is it?
I can drain off some of the fluid, but we need to get him back to surgery now.
Jack! Jack, what's going on?
This man is our only connection to a stolen nuclear warhead. You've got to save him now.
I already have a patient.
You have a new one. If you don't save him, millions of people will die.
Jack!
I have my orders. I'm doing my job.
Paul's crashing.
Jack, he's dead.
Jack, you son of a bitch! You killed him!
The following takes place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
The surgeon works hard to stabilize Lee.
Boss?
I can get in.
Is he going to make it?
We'll do the best we can.
I just need him coherent long enough to get the information about Marwan and the missing warhead.
I know, Jack. You already made me aware of that when you forced me to sacrifice Paul Rain's life. 1 milligram atropine.
What is it?
Jack, I don't have time right now.
Hey, Jack, we need to leave. We can do this.
Take it.
Jack loiters before finally leaving.
Boss?
Boss, you want me to run this in right now?
We'll be right outside.
As Jack leaves the operating theater, he stops in his tracks as he sees Audrey leaning against a corridor wall, crying into her hands. He slowly edges towards her, emotional and tongue-tied. He takes her in his arms, but she withdraws.
No, no, I can't. I can't be near you right now.
Unable to face him in her grief, she turns her back on him. Jack reaches out with his hand, but stops short of touching her on the shoulder, and reluctantly begins to fade away. Heartbroken, he watches her from the doorway as he struggles to find the words.
Please, Audrey. Just tell me what you want me to do.
Leave. I want you to leave, Jack.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Kim Raver as Audrey Raines, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, and Rico Aylesworth as Michelle Dessler, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. Buchanan to Jack.
Jeff, you'd call the White House right away. Mike Novick needs to speak with you. It's urgent.
Okay, fine.
What?
Audrey just died. There was only one doctor, and I had to make a choice between Lee's life and Paul's. And I chose Lee.
You did the right thing, Jack. You okay?
No, I'm not okay. I'm sorry. Just tell me when Lee's out of surgery.
I will.
Jack makes a phone call from a shadowy corridor.
Mike Novick's office.
This is Jack Bauer from Mike Novick.
Please hold.
Hello, Jack. Have you gotten anything useful out of Lee yet?
No, he's still in surgery.
How's that coming along?
Not great, but he's hanging in there.
I don't have to tell you, we took a huge risk getting this guy under the assumption that he can help us find a nuclear warhead.
Trust me, Mike. I know.
And we also have a new situation.
What is that?
When you broke into the Chinese consulate, Ku Yin, the consul, was shot.
That's not possible. My men never fired their weapons.
Then he was accidentally hit by one of his own people.
How badly was he hurt?
He died, Jack. I want you to talk to the members of your team. Make sure that each one of them has an alibi for where they were during the ambush.
Okay.
This is an extremely incendiary situation. I'm about to talk to President Palmer now. We're trying to avoid a serious confrontation with China.
We'll handle it from here. Thanks, Mike.
Jack stares at the floor in disbelief. Meanwhile, back on the concourse, Chloe deals with a security breach affecting the satellite server. Her screen flashes up the words, Cisco Security Response System.
How did this happen?
She hurries over to Buchanan.
Mr. Buchanan, the network security module lit up. Someone on the outside is trying to jam our satellite servers.
Could this just be a high network load?
No, it's definitely a denial of service attempt. What do you want me to do?
Did you do any damage yet?
No, the Cisco system is self-defending.
All right, have one of your people use a security auditor tool. Maybe it'll lead us to Marwan's network.
That was my point from the start.
Chloe. We're in active code. We don't have time for your personality disorder. You understand me? Chloe, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
307. Marwan en route in his van.
This is Yassir.
The warhead in place.
Yes, but
we have a problem. I can't jam their satellite.
You assured me that you could handle it.
CTU must have just installed new software. This wasn't in place last week.
We're gonna have to move our schedule forward by an hour.
There won't be as many casualties if people aren't at work.
If you can't jam their satellite signal, they'll find us. We can't let that happen.
I understand.
End of part one.
How long are we gonna keep the president in the dark? Eventually, he's going to find out that you authorized a raid on the Chinese consulate.
We have to keep it from him as long as we can. Were you able to find Jack?
Yes, he's back at CTU. The man they grabbed at the consulate, Li Jiang, is still in surgery.
Was he able to tell us anything about the warhead?
No.
What did Jack have to say about the Chinese consul's death?
It wasn't our people who fired the shot.
Chinese won't care. He died as a result of our trespass. We have to start constructing a scenario that doesn't implicate the United States government.
But they must know we did this. We called the consulate about Li Jiang half an hour before the abduction.
The Chinese don't want a confrontation any more than we do. If we can create a scenario of plausible deniability, they may play along.
How do we do that?
Call CTU. Have them find out which anti-Chinese factions have attacked their embassies or consulates in the last 5 years.
Most of these groups you're talking about are Asian extremists. I'm sure Bauer's team was predominantly American.
Bauer's team was masked. No one saw their faces.
Meanwhile, at the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles, the deputy consul and his head of security, Chang Dao, review security footage of Li's abduction on a computer screen. As Chang watches Jack lift Li onto his shoulder, he questions the security analyst. They were all masked? Yes, the analyst replies. Chang watches footage of the backup team breaking through the side entrance and scuffling with two guards. One is momentarily unmasked. Wait, his mask was lifted, remarks Chang. He winds back a few frames and blows up the blurred image of a man's face. Use the image processing filters, orders Chang. The analyst jumps back into his seat and initiates the filtration program. Soon Chang is staring at a clear image of a Western man. Send this image to Beijing and Shanghai. Have them cross-reference it with our intelligence databases. Find out who this man is. I will, replies the analyst. 3:10. Jack to the covert team in a quiet corner of CTU.
Curtis, come here. Listen up. The Chinese consul was shot and killed during Lee's extraction.
How? We never got a shot on
him. I know. It must have been friendly fire. But look, we've got to make sure all our alibis cross-check. No one outside of this operation is to know that we were anywhere near the Chinese consul tonight, understood?
Jack, what's going to happen? Are we going to be brought into this?
I don't know yet. All I do know is now that the consul's been killed, everything has changed. It's our responsibility to make sure that the United States government is never implicated in this operation.
Don't worry, Jack. Everyone here gets it.
Okay, Curtis, you advise the rest of the team.
You got it.
Marwan arrives at his latest hideout, a downtown factory. A man waits for him at a laptop.
Yes, sir.
They're ready for you to make the changes. Do you think they'll find it before we launch?
Not if I move up the launch time. They're looking for the warhead in their cities. They have no idea that it's going to be delivered by missile.
A missile stands ready to fire.
Marson?
Yes, sir.
Open up the guidance firmware. I'm going to upload a new instruction set.
Sir. Okay, go ahead.
Marwan downloads the coordinates from his laptop in L.A. to Morrison's at the makeshift missile site somewhere in central Iowa.
All right, you'll be ready to start the launch sequence
as soon as I reprogram the onboard.
Good.
Smoke and flames gently billow from the missile's exhaust. 3:16. Buchanan to Jack.
Jack, prep all your databases. When Lee comes to, we're going to have to move quickly.
What about the warhead?
We're meeting on it now.
Chloe, I need you to free up a server for a large DOD block transfer. It'll be coming through a lock channel from Heller's office.
Has it been authorized?
No, not yet. I still have to talk to Audrey.
Well, that's going to be weird.
What?
Talking to Audrey. I mean, you had to do what you did and her husband died. It's probably destroyed your relationship with her.
Chloe, please, just free up the server.
Okay. Jack, I just want you to know that if you ever need anyone to talk to, as a friend, I'm here for you.
Jack is taken aback.
Not now, but later, when things calm down.
Thanks.
Jack walks decisively over to Audrey at her workstation.
Audrey, I'm sorry to bother you. I need you to call Marcy, authorize a block transfer. We need all pertinent DOD databases sent over here to CTU.
Were you able to keep Lee alive?
Yeah, he's stabilized.
All right. I'll call Mercy.
Thank you.
Curtis in the briefing room.
All right, the warhead was stolen here, in eastern Iowa. We don't yet know how it's been transported.
Are we monitoring air traffic?
Yes. So far, nothing's been picked up.
Well, if they have to stay on the ground, how far could they have gone?
Based on our latest information, 300-mile radius. Which includes 3 metropolitan areas.
Have those cities been alerted?
The president wants to keep that information restricted for the time being.
And we have raised local alert levels, but haven't mentioned specifics.
Marwan and his people have control of the nuclear warhead. We have to figure out when and where he's going to set it off. I want you looking at everything, from satellite to local police. We have a small window. It's still the middle of the night. If Marwan leaves a trail, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier to follow it now than in 2 hours when people start going to work. Let's get to it.
3:19. The analyst presents Chang with his findings. We think this is the man you asked us to find. But you're not sure, says Chang. But there was a good match on a lot of the available characteristics.
Howard Byrne.
Member of a tactical unit for CTU Los Angeles. What are you going to do, asked the analyst. Talk to him, says Chang. How? CTU won't let you anywhere near him. They'll have to. It would be a diplomatic mistake for them not to cooperate under the circumstances. Chang takes out his cell phone. Get me the head of CTU Los Angeles.
There's a program at Division you can filter those markers through. They'll tell you which ones are good.
Yeah.
I've got a Mr. Chang from the Chinese consulate who wants to speak to Michelle.
Michelle fixes an earpiece and coolly takes the call.
This is Michelle Dessler.
Miss Dessler, my name is Cheng Gao, head of security for the Chinese consulate. I'm sure your office is aware of the incident that happened here earlier tonight.
Yes, we were very sorry to hear about it. Is there anything we can do to help?
I would like to come over and discuss this matter with you.
Of course. My office would be more than glad to make an appointment with you in the morning.
No, I need to do that right now.
I'm afraid that's impossible. You must know we're in the middle of a national security crisis.
The murder of a Chinese consul on Chinese soil could be construed as an act of war.
What does that have to do with us?
I believe your agency stormed the consulate and kidnapped Li Zong.
That is an outrageous accusation.
Just an hour earlier, your government called and asked for permission to speak to Li Zong.
30 minutes later, we were attacked. It is unlikely these two events are unrelated.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chang, I can't help you.
I suggest you cooperate voluntarily. Otherwise, I'd be forced to go above you on this.
I'm sure you'll do what you have to.
I mean, no disrespect, but I do have to get back to work.
Very well, Miss Dessler.
You will be hearing from me soon.
Chang to his PA. Get me Secretary of State Taylor. Tell him it's an urgent matter. Jack to an exhausted Audrey.
Calm just confirmed that we got the data from Marcy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Jack returns.
Audrey, you should get some rest.
With everything that's going on, I can't.
You could go back to the hotel.
Jack, please don't tell me what to do.
Jack hovers at her side.
What? Jack, what do you want from me? You made a choice that killed Paul, and I'm trying to deal with it. We both have a job. Let's just do it.
Buchanan.
Jack. Michelle says the head of security of the Chinese consulate just called.
What?
He made it sound like he has evidence linking CTU to the abduction of Li.
What kind of evidence?
He didn't say, but he wants to come down here and talk to us.
They don't have any evidence. They're bluffing. No, we don't have time to deal with them right now.
I agree, but we don't have much choice. I need you to help me figure out how to deal with this, Jack.
I need to check on Li's condition first. I'll get back to you.
All right.
3:22. Jack watches Audrey a moment. Novik to Palmer.
CTU just sent this over. These five groups have all made attempts to attack or sabotage Chinese targets around the globe in the last 2 years. This group here?
The People's Freedom Coalition?
They've actually made speeches where they've referenced Li Zhang's involvement with the Chinese nuclear program.
So an attack on the consulate and the grab of Li Zhang by this group would be plausible?
It would allow the Chinese to save face.
And if the Chinese can't provide proof that we entered the consulate, saving face may be all they need.
If you want, I can start leaking it to the media.
Do it.
Logan arrives.
Mr. President.
David, what have you done?
Excuse me, sir?
I just got a call from the Secretary of State telling me about a covert action against the Chinese consulate in Los Angeles.
That's correct. I sanctioned it.
Why would you have done such a thing?
It was the only option at the time.
Don't you know how fragile our relationship with China is right now? You authorized an attack on their consulate. That's a military engagement.
It was a covert operation, not dissimilar to those carried out by countries on a routine basis around the world.
Don't give me a social studies lesson, David. We marched onto Chinese soil. We kidnapped one of their nationals, and in the process, the Chinese consul was killed.
We were unlucky, sir.
Unlucky? Yeah, I would say that we were unlucky. That's the kind of thing that could start a war. Now, how am I supposed to be able to fight terrorists while I'm provoking a nuclear superpower?
I would advise you to calm down, sir, if we're going to get through this day. We didn't bring this crisis on ourselves, but we're going to be the ones to settle it. This is a dirty business, and we're going to have to get our hands dirty to clean it up. Now, please, Mr. President, you brought me here to help you. Let me do it.
Logan looks back at Novik with characteristic indecision, then again at former President Palmer, towering over him like a commanding colossus. 3:24. End of part two. 3:29. Buchanan to Tony.
Yes, sir.
Tony, what's the latest on Lee?
He's out of surgery. Dr. Besson thinks he'll be able to respond to questions soon.
All right, when that happens, I want everyone from comm on standby. Whatever information Lee gives us on the warhead, I want worked up without any time lags.
We're clear about this, correct?
Yes, sir.
Good.
That was Secretary of State Taylor. He just authorized the head of security at the Chinese consulate to come here and question us about the raid.
What? In the middle of all this?
All right, this breaks down very simply. They want to prove that we attacked the consulate tonight. We have to make sure they can't do that.
Well, that ambush has got to land on someone.
Mike Novick's working on that from Washington. We just have to make sure all our bases are covered here. Finding that nuclear warhead is our number one priority. I'm going to go over the strategy with Jack. When Cheng gets here, send him to the Situation Room. Make sure all our visible screens are masked.
Okay.
3:30. Tony and Michelle in Michelle's first floor office.
The situation with the consulate is dragging us down. We shouldn't be diverting resources away from finding that warhead.
Well, hopefully this will just be a formality and we can get rid of him quickly.
They watch Audrey below on the concourse.
If we don't get information from Lee, Audrey's husband will have died for no reason.
What is she still doing here?
I think she wants to stay busy so she doesn't have to think about it.
It's funny, when I met Audrey this afternoon, it seemed like she and Jack were totally together. A few hours later, everything's changed.
Tony looks Michelle in the eye. She stares back at him, emotional and fragile, as he finally puts his feelings into words.
Michelle. I hate being without you.
I never wanted it to be this way.
Mr. Chang's here.
She reaches for the intercom.
Send him to the Situation Room.
Buchanan and Jack are waiting there for him.
Shouldn't we keep him more isolated than that?
No.
We have to give the impression we have nothing to hide.
All right.
Tony rubs his forehead with weary frustration.
Mr. Chang?
Yes?
I'm Curtis Manning.
Hello, Mr. Manning.
Our regional director's waiting for us in the Situation Room, if you'll follow me.
As Curtis ushers Chang towards the Situation Room, Jack hurriedly enters from a side door and buttons up his Washington suit.
Mr. Chang, Bill Buchanan. Pleasure to meet you in person. My condolences for the loss of your consul.
Thank you.
This is Jack Bauer from the Department of Defense. He's working for us today.
Mr. Chang, please take a seat.
I know of Mr. Bauer, of course, from his previous service to this country.
We knew you were in Los Angeles today. When did you arrive?
Flew in from Washington a couple days ago with Secretary Heller.
I assume then Secretary Heller is still here.
No, for security reasons, he's at our district office.
Why aren't you with him?
We felt under the circumstances today I could be more helpful here at CTU with Bill.
That's odd.
Not really. As you know, I used to run this office.
So if there's anyone capable of leading a covert operation under short notice, you would be the ideal candidate.
Mr. Chang, this kind of...
Sounds all right, Bill. I've got it. Mr. Chang, I can assure you that neither CTU nor I had anything to do with the terrible events that took place at your consulate tonight.
Jack unnerves Chang with his icy stare.
I assume you know this man, Howard Byrne, one of your field agents. This was taken by one of our surveillance cameras tonight.
He circulates photographs.
This photograph has been altered.
Just to make it clearer.
Or to set up a scenario that you can utilize for political propaganda.
No, Mr. Bauer. We ran this image through our database. The computer picked Mr. Byrne as a near-perfect match.
Did you take the time to cross-reference your database to include members of the People's Freedom Coalition? Because according to our information, they're the group most likely behind this attack.
That would be pointless, wouldn't it? This man is not Asian.
Mr. Chang, you and I both know that the PFC has initiated terrorist activity around the globe, utilizing European mercenaries, half a dozen of which are a closer match to this photograph than Agent Byrne.
I take it that Mr. Byrne is not available to question.
No, he's not here tonight.
Of course.
Mr. Chang, you must know that it would not be in America's best interest to provoke the Chinese government.
Then what are we playing these games for?
30 minutes before we were attacked, you asked our consul to give up Li Zhong. Before our government can comply, the consul was attacked, Li Zhong disappeared. Now you tell me you have Li Zhong. Howard Byrne is not available to be questioned. What are you trying to hide?
We're not trying to hide anything, sir. We're just extremely busy.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. This is Bauer.
Seeing Byrne on the concourse, Jack fakes a call.
All of our resources and attention are focused on trying to stop this.
Thank you. We have confirmation on Marwan's last location.
Follow up on that. I'll handle the rest of Mr. Chang's questions.
Jack leaves, making Chang suspicious.
I'd like to see the aisle lease for Mr. Bauer.
I'll see what I can do.
Jack contacts Chloe.
O'Brien.
Chloe, it's Jack. Have Byrne meet me in the East Corridor. Get a chopper ready now.
I will. Meet Jack in the East Corridor now.
Byrne hurries off the concourse.
Light up.
This is Chloe O'Brien. Jack Bauer's requesting a helicopter. Standing by for immediate departure.
Okay, done.
Thank you.
Jack and Byrne in the East Corridor.
Come on, follow me.
What's going on?
Security camera at the Chinese consulate picked up your face.
It's impossible. I was wearing my mask.
Trust me, I saw the freeze frame. It was you.
Jack, the guy ripped the mask from my face for 1 second. I pulled it right back down. I can't believe a camera picked that up. I had no idea.
You're going to have to leave the city. We're working out a scenario. And in a couple days, you're going to have to ask for questions for the Chinese.
I didn't think anyone saw me. That's why I didn't bring it up earlier.
Don't worry. We're going to handle it.
I'm sorry, Jack.
You got to go. There's a chopper waiting for you.
It's Bauer.
Jack, Li Zhong's coming on advanced station.
He should be ready for questioning now. Agent Rab's already there.
I'm on my way.
3:35. Li Zhong lies in bed in a recovery room tended by the surgeon, Dr. Besson. Chloe is ready to monitor Li's answers on a video screen as Jack arrives with the interpreter.
You ready?
All my databases are active.
Okay, good. Doctor, that's enough. He's mine now. Thank you. Tell him he's in critical condition. He still needs medical attention. I'm going to ask him a few questions. When he answers them, I'll let the doctor continue to treat him.
He understands.
Tell him I know that he worked with Marwan on the warhead. Now he needs to tell us where it is.
He doesn't know, but he knows where Marwan might be.
What do you mean where he might be? In the van, he told me he knew where he was.
Because of what he's doing, Marwan's been moving around.
Where?
在哪儿? Rockland 大厦,
刘家的工厂.
There are three locations he knows of that Marwan's using today.
What are they?
The Rockland building.
We know about that one.
A bar downtown.
We know about that one, too.
A factory on 6th.
Where on 6th?
什么地址?
Li struggles to speak.
6th and Alameda.
Give me an exact address. That's the one we're looking for. I need you to assemble a team. Make sure Curtis is on it. They need to be ready to move now.
Yeah.
3:42. Curtis preps Audrey on the latest development.
Audrey.
Yes.
The investigator from the Chinese consulate wants to talk to you.
Why does he want to talk to me?
In order to protect Jack's cover, we put together some new hourlies for him to look at. They show you and Jack working together at the time of the ambush.
Buchanan wants me to lie to the Chinese to protect Jack?
Not to protect Jack. To protect the United States government. Is that going to be a problem?
Where are the hourlies?
Edgar's sending them to your system.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this, Curtis.
I understand. But whatever you decide, you're still gonna have to talk to Chang.
Against her better judgment, Audrey is caught between a rock and a hard place. Across the concourse, Audrey can see Chang questioning a CTU operative in the Situation Room. She quickly returns to her workstation and begins to read through the bogus hourlies. 3:43. As she looks up, she sees Jack return from the clinic and strides over to confront him.
What's happening?
They gave us a probable location on Marwan. We're getting ready to move on it now.
I'm being called in for questioning.
By who?
Chang from the Chinese consulate.
Come here. Why you?
Buchanan modified the hourly so that it looked like you were working here with me during the abduction.
I'm sorry, but whatever Buchanan laid out, you gotta stick to it. We need to sideline Chang now.
Why? Now that Li Zhang's incriminated himself, the Chinese government's not gonna try to protect him.
That's not what this is about. The Chinese consul was killed during Li's extraction. The United States government cannot be held responsible for that.
Jack, what are you doing? You have broken every major protocol set by CTO and the DOD for what? Is any of this working?
You're still alive. Your father's still alive. And we managed to stop all but one of the power plants from melting down. Yeah, it's working. We have to fight to keep it working. Do what you have to, Audrey. I'm sorry, I've got to go.
As Audrey watches Jack walk away, she takes a deep breath before subjecting herself to Chang in the Situation Room.
Thank you. Hello.
Mr. Buchanan, I've got Jack's approach from Marwan's location ready.
Good. Upload it to the teams, send a copy to Tony's station. He's running point on this end.
You got it.
Buchanan joins Audrey.
I am surprised that after you were kidnapped that you stayed on to work here. That must have been very difficult for you.
I wasn't physically hurt, and I wanted to try and help find the people who had planned these attacks.
Very admirable. Now, I looked through the hourlies for Mr. Bao, your associate from the Defense Department. I noticed from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., you and he were working on some data processing tasks.
Yes, that's correct.
And what analyst did you give this information to?
Edgar Stiles. Why does that matter?
They go through all this trouble to re-enlist a man who used to run this place, Jack Bauer. And he's doing data processing?
Well, it's much more subtle than it sounds. There are hundreds of lists that have to be cross-referenced, and with Mr. Bauer's experience, we were able to narrow the search.
I am surprised.
Why is that?
Meaning no disrespect. The log shows that your husband, Paul Raines, was at the clinic during the same hours. And unfortunately, he passed away.
What's your point?
I don't believe you were Jack Bauer, mining data. That you were waiting for your husband while he was in surgery. And that you're lying to me now to cover for Mr. Bauer.
Mr. Chang, I'm not going to allow you to stand there and accuse my people of lying.
No, and I'm not going to stand here to endure half-baked alibis.
You can believe whatever you want. My answers stand. Now, if we are done, I do have to get back to work. If you'll excuse me.
Jack and Curtis drive towards Marwan's factory hideaway.
Manning.
President Palmer for Jack.
It's White House.
This is Bauer.
Jack, this is David Palmer.
Mr. President.
CTU tells me you got something from Li.
We got a location on Habib Marwan. We're en route with tactical teams now. We're hopeful we can put an end to this soon.
I hope you're right, Jack. This warhead can detonate any moment now.
We know, sir.
Jack, tell me about the representative from the Chinese consulate, Chang.
Is he still at CTU?
He was there when we left.
Are we okay there?
They have a surveillance photo of one of my team members. We told them that we didn't think the photo was clear enough to be conclusive evidence. That's going to hold them off for a while.
I see. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And good luck.
Thank you, sir.
3:47. Palmer to Novick.
All right, Mike. I'm going to need you to advise the president that Chang has to leave CTU now.
President Logan was clear that he wanted Chang to have access there.
And he has. But now Chang is slowing them down. He's got to go. CTU needs to be able to do their job without the added pressure of a cover-up. You think you can get President Logan to sign off on that?
I see what I can do.
Logan's side office.
Yes. No, not now, Keith. I have too many things to deal with first. Yes, you do that. Thank you. What is it, Mike?
Mr. President, the Chinese security officer Chang is still at CTU, and he seems to be slowing things down.
He wouldn't be there at all. Palmer hadn't authorized an attack on his consulate.
That's too late to change that now, sir.
Yes. Yes, it is. If we order Chang to leave CTU now, it'll look like we've got something to hide. It'll just be
giving the Chinese all the justification they need to escalate this crisis.
Mr. President, if we don't find that warhead before it's deployed, 10 million Americans could face annihilation.
And we could be at war with a billion Chinese.
My advice, sir, is to worry about the Americans now and the Chinese later.
Your advice or David Palmer's advice?
Both of ours.
Look, when I agreed to let you bring Palmer in, it wasn't so the two of you could form an alliance again.
Sir, that's not what's happening.
No? Why don't you tell me what's happening? You and David Palmer are running this country while I'm taking phone calls from mid-level staffers.
Would you like me to ask President Palmer to leave?
Logan freezes with sudden clarity.
Call CTU. Tell Bill Buchanan to escort Mr. Chang out of the building.
Yes, Mr. President.
3:49. End of part three. Part four. 3:53. Under cover of darkness, Jack drives up a narrow alley in his four-track, switches off his headlights to avoid being seen, and parks up in a staging area just outside the factory perimeter.
Curtis, put Michaels in play now.
Chloe, it's Jack. We're at the perimeter outside the factory. Our men are getting into position. Can you confirm that Marwan's in the building?
I can't say for sure, but I'm detecting a microwave uplink to the building.
Can you intercept it?
No, it's got encryption.
Okay, thanks. Are we ready?
Yeah. How are we going to confirm Marwan's inside there?
We don't. We're out of time. We move now. Give all teams a go.
All right. All teams, it's a go.
As Jack's men move forward, Chang is escorted off the concourse by Buchanan.
So you know, Mr. Buchanan, this matter will be pursued. I will return with a formal order for a more extensive investigation.
I understand. In the meantime, if I were you, I'd focus my attention on the People's Freedom Coalition. I'm quite sure they are your perpetrators. We'll do everything we can to help you.
Sir.
Excuse me.
Jack's team's at the staging area outside the building.
I'll be right there. Mr. Chang, excuse me, please. I have to get back. My men will escort you from the building.
Thank you.
3:55. Chang passes Edgar in the corridor.
Edgar?
Thank you.
Sure.
Excuse me. Edgar Style, communication analyst, right?
Yeah, I'm busy.
You know, I forgot to ask Mr. Buchanan one last thing. Maybe you could help me.
I can't help you. You should ask him.
No, it's not classified. Audrey Rain had mentioned to me that you were helping her earlier with some DOD files.
Yeah, until she was called down to the clinic.
So it's just you and Jack, then.
What?
Edgar, come here.
I have to go. Bye.
Thank you.
Idiot.
What?
Just keep your mouth shut.
I didn't say anything.
Chang calls his security analyst at the consulate.
Ni hao.
The man who led the attack on our consulate was Jack Bauer. Pull up all his files. I want to look at them when I get back. Jack to Curtis near the factory entrance.
Michaels, are you in position?
Roger that.
He said you're 2 o'clock. Take him out.
Copy that.
3:56. As the sentry falls to the ground, Jack, Curtis, and two others enter the factory building by two separate entry points. Inside, Marwan to Morrison.
We're ready.
Start the sequence.
Morrison taps at his laptop, and a countdown sequence begins from 4 minutes and counting. Marwan shuts down his laptop, pulls out his communication earpiece, and makes to leave with Yusuf.
We're done here.
As the two men walk towards the graffiti-daubed exit, Jack and his SWAT team begin to close in on the unsuspecting terrorists and take up hidden positions.
Get the car.
As Yusuf links up with the two other terrorists and saunters in the direction of the car, Curtis and the SWAT team ambush them and shoot all three dead. Marwan immediately reacts and escapes into a side room stalked by Jack. Having secured the area, Curtis and the others bring up the rear. Marwan squats behind some old machinery and bides his time.
He's cornered in this room. Counterflank him, push him back to me.
Copy.
While Curtis works his way round to the other end of the side room, Jack orders the two agents to scout around for other hostiles. When Marwan sees Curtis, he runs straight into Jack's trap.
Freeze!
I can wait for this. You're too late.
Jack shoots Marwan in the arm, and as he lies in agony on the ground, Jack kneels on the bleeding wound. Marwan remains silent. Jack taunts him with the end of his gun, sadistically rubbing it across his face.
Jack, what are you doing? We still need him.
Jack ignores him, prodding the gun into Marwan's throat.
Come on, kill me. I won't stop the missile.
What are you talking about?
Curtis runs over to Marwan's laptop and switches it back on. He sees a live video feed of a missile ready to launch, the missing warhead at its tip.
Jack, you got a problem. Better take a look at this.
Secure the prisoner.
The two agents tie Marwan to a chair.
Oh my God, they got a missile. Have you got your comm unit? Pass it through to the computer.
Tony, it's Jack. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Jack. What's going on?
I'm looking at a live feed of the warhead. It's been mounted on a missile.
Missile? How can that be?
I don't know. We're trying to get the feed over to you now. Hold on.
Curtis patches through live pictures of the missile to CTU's main screen.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
How much time have we got?
51 seconds.
Tony, can you see this?
Yeah.
Can you get a source of the transmission?
Hang on a second. No, Jack, it's on an encrypted uplink. No way to trace it.
Do a geography scan. See if you can pull a location.
Chloe, anything specific on the visual?
See if we can break it.
It looks like a forest area. Trees, a structure.
Tony, we're out of time.
We're trying, Jack. We can't ID the location. It's too general.
Edgar, see if you can pick up a heat signature from the point of ignition.
I'll try, but it's a wide radius.
Come on.
There's not going to be enough time to stop this launch.
Chloe, do you have anything?
I'm trying the four-band satellite, but it's not working either.
Launch in 12 seconds. Marwan gives Jack a smug grin. 2, 1. The missile launches from the ground. 4 a.m. The end.